Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I want to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
For the introduction. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Motown Maurice, and I feel good, and you knew that I would. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great day. 2004 is a wonderful year, and I'm so excited to be on the air right now. I have a wonderful guest that is on the line patiently waiting. You know, I want to thank all my previous listeners and my new listeners that have been following me religiously and tremendously, just being a part of this career and my success. And I'm happy to say that this show is going international. Yes! You know, I've interviewed all kinds of producers and filmmakers, but have I ever interviewed someone from across the world? No, I haven't. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm so proud to introduce this gentleman who is a filmmaker, producer, actor. He's been in films and produced films that have won multiple awards. I know him personally, and I'm a big, big fan of his work. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome Earl Reinhardt. Show some love. Show some love. Where's my applause?
Thanks, Modone, man.
Hey, Earl, how are you doing?
I'm doing really good, and thanks so much for your graciousness for taking our time for me today. And I feel really honored to be on your radio and to be on this side of the town. It's like East meeting the West right now.
That is so true. I'm so honored to have you on. You know, we've met recently over the years in Hollywood. I'm a big fan of your work. You're in India right now. I'm a big fan of Bollywood. My dream is to be on a Bollywood film one day. That's a long time coming. We ain't going to talk about that right now. But you've been involved in very, very beautiful projects. And my audience wants to know what brought you to the U.S.?
Oh, the first time when I came to the U.S., we just wrapped our first feature, which I executively produced, having won like so many national, international awards. I thought, you know, it's time to move ahead and do something on a complete different scale altogether to make this movie, which I've been working for quite some time, and which was only possible through the technicians, which fortunately are available only in U.S. And that's the reason I came to U.S. to hire some prosthetics makeup guys to work upon my movie, and that's the reason I came to U.S. at that time, yeah.
Fantastic. So to my understanding, you were working on the movie Lahore, right?
No. We finished Lahore, and Lahore was generating so much of rave reviews out here, winning awards, like it won the best the National Award for the Best Movie and Supporting Actor Award for the National Movie for Supporting Actor Award in a national film festival out here in India, and also the Houston Grand Jury Award was also won by our movie Lahore. But I was working upon my feature Zia, which I really wanted to make it on another level. I mean, the precise plan was to shoot it in like two languages, which has never been done before, in English and Hindi both. And it's right from the start, I have this idea of making movies realistic, and I was like, always wanted to make it on a Hollywood level, trying to merge both the positive points of Bollywood with Hollywood. And it was only possible through the technicians which are available in the Hollywood at that point of time, and that's the reason I came to Los Angeles.
Very nice, fantastic. And to my understanding, I mean, you started off working on very big, mega-budget films, but you found a passion for indie films along the way. What is it about indie films that have attracted you to create your own?
It's really fascinating, Motan, you asked this question, because I had no idea how the things were so rapid in the U.S. when I arrived. Because I was only used to the studio type of filmmaking out here in India. But once I arrived, I saw like various organizations like Film Independent and We Make Movies and all these talented filmmakers, young people making like fascinating movies, and things were so rapid. Like we had to change from films to the digital cinema within a span of 8 months, and I learned so much being there in Los Angeles and working with all the talented filmmakers and such as you yourself. I mean, like, it was like great hanging out with you and trying to make your show happen. And I mean, I could not wish to be in a better place. I mean, I was there at the right time.
At the right place at the right time, just like the time we saw each other at Staples. Just like the time we saw each other at Staples.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, Motown, what's up, man?
Yeah. And then from that point on, we just kept seeing each other over and over and over. And that's the beautiful thing. You mentioned some things about Hollywood that makes this city extremely great. Is that so many great opportunities and avenues to really expand your career. We Make Movies. I actually just started attending that myself. The organization, writers meetup, improv actors meetup, and it's fantastic. So you've probably been there multiple times and met a lot of great people, I'm assuming, right?
Well, absolutely. And actually, one of my movies I was working on, American Dream, I got it reviewed out there in We Make Movies, and they grew so fond of that movie. They were like, you should just do it. And it was critiqued, and it was like a full house that day. And I remember I took my common friend, our common friend, Ed Magic, with me.
Mm-hmm.
And the response I got there was tremendous because the script was well written, and I was so fascinated in listening to a story of an immigrant who lands in U.S., but does he achieve his American dream? That was a question. So that's why the movie was named American Dream. And they love to see the story from the eyes of an immigrant. You know?
Fantastic.
So it was fun to be there. Yeah.
I could imagine, because I've attended, and they are pretty critical, the audience. They will tell you if your script needs some work, so I'm really glad to know that they gave you such a critically acclaimed feedback.
And that's one thing I like, getting my script critiqued in the U.S., because the beauty of it was people were not holding their opinions inside them. They were actually very supportive, and they have like so much of constructive criticism, which is always better for making good movies. Because at the end of the day, all of us, the kind of movies we want to make, we don't want to watch in a drawing room. We want to make it for an audience who loves a movie, so we can make better movies every single time.
That's true, and that's what's going to make you better. Those are some of the key components, being around people that don't hold back. So I want to talk to you about American Dream. I had the opportunity to sit with you when you were planning American Dream, and you actually sent me the script, and of course I had just as great feedback when I read it for the first time. So tell me about that process. How was it recruiting people and individuals? I was very impressed with your leadership abilities on recruiting individuals of different talents and putting them in the right place. Very impressive. And obviously your film became a great final product. So just tell me about the whole overall process.
It was actually an interesting experience for me, because making movies in India is different than making movies in the U.S. Out here, you have like one too many hands to around you all the time. And when I was there, because primarily I was acting in the lead as a lead actor in American Dream, and I wanted to produce it by myself too, but it was kind of tough to get all those things done in Los Angeles, especially the way we want to shoot the movie. So I hired a cinematographer all the way from Canada who flew all the way just to shoot the movie, and pretty much did all the casting by myself and get all the crews together. Of course, I must say, I mean, like, I was really blessed and to be surrounded by talented individuals such as yourself, and which really made my job easier. And being known to all of you guys, I knew how to really steer the things in a well-planned manner. So a lot of things in my job was made easier because of the way I planned the things, and it all got put together in such a nice way that even though we took like we planned an initial shoot days of like 9 days, and we were done in six. But I must admit, like in the first 3 days, I was not even able to sleep well. I hardly slept. Yeah. I had so much of adrenaline rush, like my cinematographer is calling a duty. Are you sleeping or not? I'm not. Because I just wanted to make the best out of it. And I kind of realized making American Dream in Los Angeles really helped me to realize how as a producer and an actor, I have evolved so much on the experience of Lahore. You know what I mean? Yeah,
very
so
nice.
It was like being there in Los Angeles and becoming more independent, like really doing all the basic things by yourself too. You know, like in India, for example, if I want to hire a location, it's very easy to get a location manager for a reasonable budget. But out there in Los Angeles, it's very different with the insurance and all this cost factor mounting up. So I have to keep those factors in mind too. But then staying in the U.S. also helped me to become more independent, like charting all these things in a better, well-planned manner and managing things with all the softwares which I happened to learn in the U.S., like the scheduling and all those things, you know, like Galtex and all really helped me out. And, it was a great learning experience.
I've been complimented for multitasking over the years, but you're taking multitasking and wearing multiple hats to a completely another level. How do you do that? Is it overbearing? Do sometimes you just not want to, but obviously you have to if you want to get your films off the ground, right?
Yeah, I think it's must to do with my physical ability, and it stands for like both of us. I mean, like, when I see you, I mean, like, you're so athletic. I mean, you can travel, like, 10 miles on foot every single day. I mean, like, you're always doing things and keeping everybody, keeping your jobs so look so easy. And same goes for me in the sense, like, I put a lot of attention and stress on my physical abilities in the stirring, like my stunts and all. So I've always been in good shape, and what it comes at the end of the day when you're shooting a movie is if you're in good health and you're in good physical form, and especially when I do stunts, I have to take care of that factor as well. And I don't shy from anything, like doing anything by myself, be it production or be it like acting in my stunts. So it basically, what do you call, complement each other. And I think that's the reason I was able to wear so many caps and come out with a really interesting results with American Dream.
Nice. That's a very, very strong point. Well given. You know, your physical health and ability has
a
lot.
We learn from each other.
Oh, hey, we have
we
to.
Learn
we
from
have
each to. Other.
You said that I've inspired you, but I will definitely let the world know right now that you inspire me. I commend you on everything that you're doing, and much, much success. And speaking of physical abilities, I read one of your profiles, and to my understanding, when you was a kid, when you was about, what, 7 or 8 years old, you had the powers of invincibility. You used to run through trees and knock them down because you thought you were the Terminator?
Yeah, it's actually not the trees. I was not actually 7. I must be around like 15.
Okay.
I bought this motorbike, which is called Bullet, like you guys have Harley Davidson in U.S. We have this really awesome chopper-looking bike, which is called Bullet, like a gun's bullet. And I saw Terminator 2 Judgment Day, and I thought I was a Terminator, and I would not stop at any sign. I basically got into one too many incidents, or what do you call, accidents, and I realized I was not the Terminator 2. I was not the T-120 from the Terminator 2. And it was really funny because once actually it happened, I was driving and I ran into a bus, like a big bus.
What?
It actually went over me and people left me for dead. And then I got up like a Terminator and I'm like, huh, I'm invincible. Yeah, but those is a long one, man.
Oh man, well, I'm glad you slowed down, you know, soon after. But it's awesome to know that, you know, because of those your childhood imagination, it led you into stunt training and acrobatics and kickboxing and all of these things that keep you in physical shape. And it's funny, you also gave up commercial flying. I mean, your story goes back far. You've had all these different ambitions. Do you even have any aspirations for commercial flying anymore? You're all movies, but do you think about it?
Motown, you know that, man. I'm a total movie buff. I mean, I live and breathe movies. And that's my only passion. Of course, I love flying. I still do fly, but not as a commercial pilot anymore. I do fly once in a while with my friends who are still flying as pilots. But that said, you know, my heart and soul is totally into filmmaking, man. I mean, I think that's the reason I've been born on this planet, to watch wonderful movies, incorporate all these qualities, and to come out with better movies and make movies the same way as I got inspired and inspired by watching all those great movies. And that's what I want to do. And I started primarily off as an actor and never thought I would be entering filmmaking as a producer. I just wanted to be the big action star doing all these stunts, you know, maybe you call Bruce Lee, Jean-Claude Van Damme, or doing stunts like Jackie Chan. I'm like, those things really fascinated me, and it just got into me, and I kept on doing it. But then I realized I have to have good stories to tell and produce so they look believable, because at the end of the day, movies is all about making believe.
That's right. So what can we expect from you in the future? What do you got, you know, cooking up for us?
Motown, so I'm back in India, and I'm really working upon this ambitious feature film, which is called Zia, and I'm really excited about this baby of mine, which by Hollywood standards, if I was to pitch in like in a Hollywood way, I would say it's like Slumdog Millionaire meets Rocky.
Nice.
It's on a different scale altogether, my man. I plan to shoot it bilingually, like English and Hindi. It's a very heroic story of an overweight teenager. And that subject has been like very near to my heart, like how an overweight teenager transforms himself because of falling in love with a girl, and how he becomes something in his life, in spite of the fact he doesn't want to, just because of his love. So that's something I really fascinated me for quite some time, and I really want to make it happen the best way possible. And of course, it has all the elements of like romance, action, and drama, and in the real ways, nothing has been forced into the movie. It's very beautiful and as what do you call a smooth movie, which I think will resonate with the audience worldwide. not only India, like everywhere, U.S., Europe, everywhere, because it's such a universal stories. And, yep, I'm really excited for this one, man, because it has never, ever before in India, I think, even in the U.S., has been a movie which has been shot twice. Like, I see a dialogue in Hindi and I see a dialogue in English. Mm-hmm. It will have both of it. Yeah, and also the actions, the stunts, I'll be doing it by myself, and I've been like really preparing it for all those stunts. As this movie, the stunts will be all on a different level altogether, man. Never seen before.
What? Man, you got me all excited. That's exciting. Oh, man. I'm really happy for you. I'm really looking forward to seeing this one. It seems like you also have a passion for the underdog. Am I correct to say that? That you like to have, I mean, your films that you're a part of have a wonderful story, but I see the characters in your films, you know, triumph so much within the film. Is that something of yours that you try to showcase in all of your films?
Hold on. It's really interesting. I mean, like, you asked this question because both of us come from a place with no relations in film industry, and we are trying to do our best and have succeeded with our endeavors so far and the kind of movies we want to make. So, of course, I always root for underdog because I think I was underdog once, and that's where I came from. And I think eventually, at the end of the day, if you're really sincere and really committed and disciplined in your endeavors, and people count you as underdog, eventually they see that underdog is not an underdog anymore. He's on the top of his game, and yeah, really that heroic quality in which the emotion which goes from being an underdog. Something who arrives at a level that's really impressive, and yeah, and mostly my movies contain those kind of stories. Really, I've been inspired by those kind of movies in my life, and that's the kind of movies I want to make.
And you are making them. You are making them, and I attract to those type of movies myself. So continue doing that. I love it. I love it. So this is interesting. I mean, as we wrap up the show, I always ask my guests to give some advice for the audience that are listening. So I'm gonna change up the way I ask that question just a little bit because I'm curious to know what kind of advice you would give to an Indian filmmaker from your homeland who wants to do big films. Would you advise them to take a similar path like you and spend some time in the U.S., go international, come back? I'm very curious to know. What's your advice for your Indian brothers?
I personally believe like everyone has their own journey, and it depends upon them how they want to go through their journey. And ultimately, it all depends on the destination. And it's an interesting time in India. Things are changing so rapidly, and film industry has grown so big out here in India. That I don't think so. I mean, like, they need to go anywhere to make movies. They're doing their own stuff, and it's being screened and viewed by a global audience. It's just, when I think about me, it's the kind of movies I make, you know, which I necessarily don't make it only, keeping only my fellow Indian audience in mind. It's for the global audience, and yeah, so I would say they necessarily don't have to come to U.S. to make movies, but like I would definitely say, you know, if they could come out with subjects which could relate to global audience, that could tremendously increase the viewership of Indian movies being made in India.
Very nice. Can we expect to see a Bollywood dance sequence in any of your movies in the near future?
Oh, of course, it has to have. You know, when I'm making this movie, Zia, in two languages, the Hindi version will have, of course, the Bollywood song numbers with his hot Indian chicks dancing all the way.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And
that is...
And I also know that you love dancing so much. You're more than welcome to come, and it will be honored to have for you to do a cameo in our dancing numbers.
Hey, I'm going to have to put that on my calendar. But what I want to see even more is you dancing. I've seen you do stunts, but I haven't quite seen you do the light bulb Bollywood dance. When can I see you do it?
I can shake a leg here and there. Yeah.
Oh, man, I got to see that. So hopefully that's my request. That's my request from me to you, is to see you, you know, not only do death-defying stunts, but
right
also, you know, shake a leg, you know, open the door, turn the light bulb, all those little dance moves. I want to see that. So, Earl, please tell your fans and my fans and the whole audience that are listening how they can find you, where are you accessible online, your websites, your Twitter, all that stuff.
First of all, Modan, thanks for having me here, and all of my fans out here, you can easily look me up by my name, Earl Reinhardt. I'm the only guy with this name on the planet, so for you to just Google me up. And my website goes by the same name. It's earlreinhardt.com, and the same name goes on the Facebook as well as Twitter. So pretty easy for all you guys out there to look me up.
Awesome. Go ahead and spell your last name.
It's Reginhart. Earl
Reinhardt. So, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fantastic show all the way. I hope you recognize this already. This is a conversation from Los Angeles all the way to India. We're going international, east to west, literally. And I'm just really proud to hear that my friend, my brother, is doing so well in his career. We miss you here in the United States. We hope that you come back soon and make some more films. I'm bound to have you a part of one of my upcoming projects, because you know I keep it moving. But I'm very excited to know that you are doing so well, Earl. So keep up the great work. Keep it up nonstop. This has been a fantastic show. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, check out Earl Reinhardt. He has a lot of great things going on. His short film, American Dream, is going to be available soon to the masses, and I'm just excited and glad to know that you're doing so well. Earl, my brother, keep up the good work. Fantastic. We miss you. Peace and blessings. This is Motown Maurice, and I am signing off. This is the Hustle and Shuffle Show, radio show. Great things ahead. This is 2014. Nothing but great things in 2014. So check me out in your spare time. You can check me out in my web series, The Late Night Experiment, MotownMaurice.com. And I'm signing off. Until next time, peace and blessings.